Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
And good morning.
Hello.
Welcome in.
Ooh, that was a little loud.
That was loud.
Hello.
It was really loud in my ears. Turn that down a little bit. Welcome to the special holiday edition of Gearhead Radio.
Last show of 2024.
Is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
when
just
did I start
flies
doing
by.
This?
2 years ago?
No.
3 years ago?
It was 2021.
So 3 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to, you know, this is when those Facebook memories come in handy because we don't write stuff on a calendar anymore.
Does anybody remember? Somebody's got to remember. I think it was 2021. I think it was the end of 2020.
That would be a good activity. Rate the show the first year
so
and
like
then
four,
rate the show this
almost
year.
Almost 4 years. Yeah, that's wild. How many is that? 52 a year? Ish?
Ish.
I should count the
because
shows. I should know that. So it's like 200, and so I'm over 200 shows.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
And you know what? I don't think you have that much overlap in your shows either, as far as like information.
And it hasn't gotten any better. Yeah, you like that.
I think you're. I did, but I think you're entertaining. I laughed because it's not true.
Anyway, welcome in. If you're just tuning in, welcome in.
Post Merry Christmas, right in the middle of Hanukkah and almost New Year's.
I hope everybody had a good holiday break.
If you had a break,
If not, I hope you had a good Christmas and look forward to a happy New Year. But carrying on, let's get this show on the road. We gotta be serious here.
Yeah.
So let's get some weather out there. What are we doing today with weather? It is a little drizzly out there. Looking at high of 60. Tomorrow high of 63 with tons of AM fog and evening clouds.
Yeah, so the fog's been heavy.
Probably a little drizzly tomorrow, but it doesn't have any rain in the forecast, but it does look like it's going to be a little overcast. Next week in the 60s with the lows around 32. So we are getting some freezing temps in the morning.
What about wind?
I don't know.
Do we have wind up there?
Is that important?
It is important. It's like the chill factor. You know, it's 60 degrees, but it really feels like 50 because it's so windy.
Like maybe it's going to be a little breezy, 9 mile an hour winds.
Oh, that's baby.
Nothing to be worried
soft,
about.
Soft breeze.
But partly cloudy, mostly sunny all week with highs topping out in your mid-60s and lows in the freezing temp. So with that being said, be aware of your battery, of your vehicle, especially if you park it outside. The freezing temps really are a killer on batteries, so be prepared for that. And if you leave your leftovers in your vehicle from bringing them home after work, you'll probably be fine. You can heat them up.
Because it's that cold.
You don't have to worry about them spoiling, so that's kind of nice.
And if you're curious about your battery, most of them have little circle stickers with dates on there. Pop your hood and see if you can see the sticker on your battery. If it's more than 3 years old, you might be looking into getting a new battery. I hate to tell you.
You're on borrowed time, yeah.
Yep.
And you can test them pretty easily. The testing batteries is part of our inspection process. If you came in to have anything looked at, we always start with our standard, what we call the digital vehicle inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures and videos and everything that comes along with the inspection of the vehicle. But we do a comprehensive battery analysis with the charging system analysis and check the coolant, the brake fluid, and all that other stuff.
Ooh,
it's
interactive.
Yeah, so one of the things we might want to make sure we're checking is the battery. It's important. And if it is over 3 years old, you're on borrowed time. And it does help put them on a float charger, you know, especially if the car sits for a couple days at a time. Or, you know, if you park it in the garage, that helps a lot too because it keeps it out of that extreme temperature. Now, when they say extreme conditions, that's one thing I always bring up too because it just drives me crazy when manufacturers give you a certain maintenance interval and then they say, unless it's extreme conditions, it's like, well, what exactly is extreme?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, anything outside of a temperature-controlled building where the vehicle's on a treadmill is considered extreme conditions. I mean, I hate to...
Because they're not testing it in real world.
It's just that, yeah, like the grade is an extreme condition. That's normal for us, right? A lot of us go over that thing twice a day. Maybe sometimes three times a day if you forgot something at home. So that is considered an extreme condition. Freezing, anything under 32 degrees is extreme. Anything over 95 degrees is considered an extreme condition. So
in Paso, we're kind of extreme most of the time.
Extreme. I'm extreme. I do extreme stuff.
Hardcore
parkour. So keep that in mind. I mean, that's a real thing. So, keeping your vehicle parked inside if you have a garage, that does help. That keeps the
maintenance cost down. And those trickle chargers, those floater chargers, they're pretty cost effective, right, Jimmy?
Floaters?
Didn't you call it a floater?
A floater.
I just say trickle charger.
I call it a bobber.
Trickle charger.
No, it's a float. It's a float charge.
Want to go fishing? Just makes me want to go fishing, all this float and bob talk.
Yeah, I think I just got a... where did I get the last one? I think it was at... was it Harbor Freight?
Harbor Freight or Costco.
Oh, it was Costco. That's right. It was like $6 or something for just a little... It's a little... it won't charge a battery, but if it's already charged, you just put it on there. We have a little...
maintains it.
Polaris Ranger. It's like the little, you know, farm vehicle.
Farm go-kart thing.
Little, you know, the... Looks like a little mini pickup truck or whatever it is. It sits for a lot. So that little battery, I put that on there because it sits for weeks at a time. And then I fire it up and go spin around, do what I got to do.
Go move some wood from location A to location B and do a donut along the way.
Yeah, something like that. Build a fence. We're in the middle of building an oil pipe fence. So that's a lot of fun.
It's exciting for me to watch. I finally get my fence.
What else we got today? Let's see. Car news. Do we have anything on the docket?
Specific car news. There's probably a handful of stuff, but I did read an article that just came out of why Mazda seems so slow to the hybrid conversation, or the fact that they're not actually raising their prices as much as other people. And part of it is that they're in conjunction with Toyota, so they don't have to, because they're not trying to compete with their sister company. And then the other part of it is apparently the people in charge of Mazda are just genuinely trying to keep it as most cost effective as possible.
Well, you know, Honda and Nissan are in negotiation for a merger, and I believe Mazda is actually part of that talk as well.
Oh, well, then I wonder how Toyota fits in, because I thought Toyota and Mazda were in bed together.
Toyota and Mazda. I don't think so.
Oh, that's what the article said.
It's a possibility.
So Honda and who? What?
Honda and Nissan.
Oh, I don't like that. See, that's why I didn't remember.
Mitsubishi, I think, is part of it. Maybe Mazda pulled out. I think about a year ago we were talking about Mazda joining up with someone, so maybe they pulled out of the deal. And so Honda, Nissan, and Mitsubishi are believed to enter together, which is good for Nissan.
Yeah, not good for Honda.
Well, I don't think Honda can really screw up, though.
Well, Honda's so great. Why are they joining up with anybody?
Well, sometimes people need help.
Acquisition. It's just all about acquisition now. More, more, more. What's the point of that? I like Nissan, but they are definitely not in my top five, so I don't really want to see them join in with someone like Honda, who I love.
Yeah, Honda and Toyota, Subaru.
Yeah.
Those are great vehicles.
That just seems kind of like a funny little mix to me.
One of the things we specialize in. So I enjoy learning about them and learning about the functions. It's...
Well, they're such
they're a little different. They're just a little different. The way they engineer stuff and build stuff. And it's interesting over the decades how you start really peeling apart the layers of these different car manufacturers and seeing how their engineering teams really work, right? It's interesting. Yeah, I was just in the market for a tractor. We were looking for a tractor for the property and doing a lot of research with, you know, Kubota and John Deere and looking at New Holland. And there's some other off brands that are not off brands, but different, you know, brands that are coming up and coming. Mahindra was doing a lot. There's an LS tractor. There's actually one in town here on Paso Street. Really solid, you know, unit. There's some other ones that are coming up that are making waves. And it really just is the same. Kind of the same stuff, just built by different people. The price ranges are just so close. The horsepower ratings, like everything's just so close. But when you really dive into getting parts or like getting after purchase.
Accessories
or help, I guess, or parts. You start really noticing. One of the big ones I saw with New Holland is they change their parts distributors every like, it's been like every 6 to 10 years they've had a new partnership come up where they've joined with someone else to design or to engineer their parts. So a lot of the 10 years or older, it's really difficult to get support for them because those factories don't exist anymore or they've pivoted to something else. So it's interesting. It's not just, you know, cars and car manufacturers, but I've seen that over the decades too, where, you know, we've talked about transmissions being very interchangeable to a sense where BMW just bought GM's transmission for the early 3 Series. So it was just a GM 5040 that went into their transmission. Well, it's a BMW. Yeah, but it's got a GM transmission in it. You know, I've talked about that. Land Rover used Ford's engines in the early days of the Land Rover Discovery Series. And it's all kind of like interchangeable to an extent. But my point is, like, you get to something like Honda and Toyota, and it's always been Honda and Toyota. Always. They've never...
Steadfast.
Yeah, they've never used somebody else's stuff. So...
Makes it cool. Makes it unique.
Well, it just makes it no surprises, you know, or... It's a lot of work. A lot of good work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta take a break. I'm exhausted.
Why? We'll talk about that when we get back, I guess.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Welcome back in. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230.
And 99.3 FM.
That's KPRL. Phone lines are open. Feel free to interrupt us at any time. 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. That's right. That's right. Well, if you missed the, if you're not on Facebook... And
wait, let's figure out why you're exhausted, because you left us on a cliffhanger.
That's why I had to take a break.
Oh, why are you so tired?
Because I was talking for like 6 minutes, because that's how that's how radio works.
I thought after 3 years you'd be just fine.
No, you have to take a break. It's like being a drag racer, you know, like Top Fuel funny car, like Ron Capps, you know. It's like he can't really he doesn't work for more than like 3 or 4 seconds.
Fair enough. I thought we were in for an interesting story. My bad. Sorry, everybody. I set you up for nothing.
Oh, I love that commercial. I'm not used to working this long. This is like, oh, that's right, because he only races for like 4 seconds at a time. No, there's a lot more work that goes into it than just the 4 seconds sitting behind the steering wheel. But it's a funny, just like of those.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We
well, you didn't follow along the first time, so I thought I really had to break it down for you.
Well, no, the first 10 seconds you of your explanation
Follow the bouncing ball.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Can we still sing Christmas carols?
No, we cannot. Oh. We never could. That was never a thing. In fact, Christmas tree's coming down today when we get home.
Definitely not. Yeah, when's everyone taking their Christmas tree down? I say after New Year's. Keep the spirit alive just a little bit longer.
I feel like there was something important I wanted to talk about, and you distracted me. Now I forgot.
You're welcome. Well,
now we're going to sit here in silence.
Honda, Toyota, still top two, I think, in most people's books because of their reliable, steadfast manufacturing and engineering that hasn't changed that much. I mean, Toyota's made some recent changes, but not for a long time before that. They were the same.
Were they?
Yeah. Didn't Toyota
Honda's been really good with Toyota.
We'll get into Toyota for a second.
So Honda's been great because they've really over engineered, but everything they've done has been their own recipe, right? Like with Honda, their automatic transmissions have not been the greatest. They don't have the greatest track record. Especially in the late 90s, early 2000s, the automatics were just terrible. The engines ran forever. The vehicles just weren't built like super comfortable, but they just kept going. They worked. Everything's simple. Everything worked. But the thing with the automatic transmissions, that was the only one of its kind, right? They didn't use somebody else's. They didn't, you know, steal somebody else's idea. It was they really built it from nothing. And it's the most unique automatic transmission I've ever seen. It's very, very unique. And yeah, when they work well, they're fantastic. But, you know, there were some things that I would say get maybe overlooked in the engineering process. But that's what everybody, that's why everything breaks. But you get one of those that are standard gearbox and the car, you know, a 2000 Honda Accord with a 5-speed standard 4-cylinder. You can't kill that car. I would put that up against any 1990s Toyota 22RE truck out there. And they put that one on a building and you know, knocked the whole building down and all that, right? Remember that? And the truck drove off. That's a solid truck. I'd put the Honda Accord right up next to it all day long. The car will last forever. So,
you heard it here, folks.
But the one thing about the engineering is it's like when you can come up with your own thing, that's you're in a different league.
It's impressive.
When you look at the big three, when you're talking about Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, or Stellantis, or Chrysler, or whatever you want to call them now, a lot of stuff just gets thrown back and forth, whether it's stolen, whether it's not, whatever happens. But, you know, you get into the new vehicles with the 10 speeds and the Fords and the Chevys, it's the same transmission. And I'll get back into the Toyotas now. Now you get into these new Toyotas where they're redesigning and re-engineering all this stuff and nothing but problems. They have these catastrophic transmission issues with the new Tacomas. For some reason, the Tundras, they decided to get rid of that great 5.7 V8 and completely redesign it. For what? There was no reason to do that. They had a great thing going on and now it's gone the other direction. And they're asking $70,000 for these. It's not going to... 2025 is going to be a huge change for dealerships in particular. New car sales have already been on the decline, you know, especially after COVID. And we had the huge shortage and then everything's kind of pumped back up to where it needs to be. But prices are just inflated is an understatement, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get these diesel trucks, you used to spend $70,000 and get yourself a really nice diesel truck. And now it's a small house, right? It's $120,000. You know, with 7% interest on these vehicles, you're spending $120,000 at the end of the term to get yourself a diesel truck.
Plus more problems than their older counterparts.
Plus insurance, plus registration, which is through the roof. It just doesn't make sense to buy a new vehicle, you know, and the cost. And you still got to service and maintain it.
which is also more expensive.
So the cost of purchase is not just that $120,000 price tag that puts the title in your name, right? Because during that time, you got a full covers insurance. Good luck getting insurance in California for that thing, right? That's somewhat reasonable. Not to mention the registration is, what are they now? Over, it's like almost $2,000 for these new vehicles a year for registration for these diesels. And it's just a 25, it's just a 3/4 ton or even the 1 ton trucks. It's just,
there's nothing special, quote unquote, about it.
So, and then you still got to maintain it. You got the DEF fluid you got to deal with. You got the constant, you know, the oil changes, and it's just a crazy amount of money for a really a light duty truck. It really is light.
Just
maybe
get a new seat.
Heavy duty.
Maybe you just need a new seat in your old car. You know, your car's just fine. Show it a little love. Put a new seat in there. Put a gel bottom.
Well, and that's the
it'll be like,
and that's
new.
The pivot a lot of aftermarket, you know, parts suppliers are pivoting to is coming up with these older vehicles and having the new stuff you can put in there, like an infotainment center. So you can have, you know, your Apple CarPlay if you want it, or your Bluetooth, and you can put heated seats in there. You can
plug and play.
You can do all the bells and whistles. You can do a remote start. And so you really break down, like, what is exactly that you want out of a new vehicle? Well, I want reliability. Well, that's not really why you buy a new vehicle now, because they're not that reliable either. So everything's going to break down. So you just pick apart what exactly those bells and whistles you're trying to get. And I guarantee you could probably put that in the vehicle that you have now. So this is 2025 is going to be super interesting with the industry in general. I think we're in a great position as an independent repair facility, because that's going to be the pull, right? Similar to the tractor situation I was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at a tractor for Christmas, and it was just tough to wrap my head around spending $40,000 on a tractor that's just for the property. I mean, it's hard enough to wrap your head around that price tag if you're using it to make money, right? Like, that's still a huge amount of investment to use, but we're not going to make any money with it. So
it's just a housekeeper.
So we just found a used one online, you know, and yeah, it needs a little bit of work, but I think I can figure that out.
It's well worth it, even with the cost of fixing it.
Yeah, and even if I didn't, and I paid someone to come repair it, I'm still money ahead. It's like, I did the math. I could put $10,000 into it and still be half price, and it does everything I needed to do. And I think that,
and
that
really
thought process is not. Yeah, I don't think that thought process is really out of the ordinary in this day and age. It used to be very comparable. You know, no more than 5 years ago. You would say, hey, well, I got to put, you know, $8,000 into my vehicle. I've had it for 10 years. It's done me well. Maybe it is time for a new one. You go look at a new one. Well, I can get a new one, and it costs me maybe $25,000 or $30,000. It's still a significant investment. So it's like, do I drop that 8 to 10 into this used one, or do I just part ways and spend $25 on a new one? And that was kind of that conversation you could have, like, well, you know, if you're ready for something new, if you can afford it, you're starting from zero. It's something like, yeah, part of it is I just want something new and shiny, and that's nothing wrong with that. And then part of it is like, it financially kind of makes sense. Like, when's the next time you're gonna have to drop another $10,000 in this vehicle, you know? And that all comes down to the service history. So if you're putting a transmission in it and it's got 250,000 miles on it, the engine's probably not too far along on the way out. So you can imagine that in the next 5 years, you'll probably have to invest another 10. So now you're at $20,000 you've invested into this vehicle that's 10 years old. Well, then if you can get a new one for 30, then maybe that makes sense. But now we talk about a new one that's 60 or 70. It just, I'm putting $10,000 into my vehicle. Like,
yeah, it was easy to debate before because the costs were comparable.
Yeah, the cost of acquisition.
It's too much of a difference now. And it's not just about cost. It's about the amount of things breaking or the amount of quirks that new vehicles have for that price.
Well,
just a hard pill to swallow. If you want to change, go get a haircut.
There's that, but there's the cost of acquisition over the years of owning it as well. So it also went back to when those vehicles were $35,000 or $30,000. Insurance was affordable, would make sense. You weren't, you know, monopolized into using one insurance because that's the only one that would give it, you know, actually insure your vehicle. Registration wasn't, you know, $2,000 a year. So there's a lot of these added costs that are being tacked on to these new vehicles that you're kind of blindsided. You know, you do all the math and you're like, all right, well, I can make that work. And then all of a sudden you're blindsided by the insurance costs and the premiums that come with it and the registration behind it. And Yeah, and now we're talking about the one-ton diesel trucks that are now having to be smogged. I'm sorry, not one tons, but all the one larger than the 14,000 or heavier, and they're having to be inspected. They want four times a year. They want these things smogged four times a year now. So if you have a 4,500 or a 5,500, one of the larger trucks, you're required now, starting next year, is four times a year, they want an emissions check on it. They didn't tell you that when you bought it. Anyway, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Russia's President Putin, in a phone call with the president of Azerbaijan, apologizing for the Christmas Day crash of an Azerbaijan airliner in Kazakhstan, calling it a tragic incident. The jet likely downed by Russian air defenses, which at the time were trying to repel a Ukrainian drone attack. 38 people died in the crash. One winning ticket sold in the $1 billion-plus Mega Millions drawing last night.
The winning numbers? 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
The California Lottery says the winning ticket was sold at Circle K Sunshine Food and Gas in Cottonwood, California.
An immigrant from Mexico shot and killed, breaking into a home in Manatee County, Florida, where the sheriff, Rick Wells, says, what did you expect?
The bottom line is, this is the state of Florida. You want to break into someone's home, you should expect to be shot.
America is listening to Fox News.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or SeniorCareSLO.com. That's SeniorCareSLO.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Is this a sign you need a sign? The Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles can help your business be seen. In addition to flyers, business cards, invitations, wine club signups, and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics offers vinyl banners, PVC, coroplast, and metal signs, as well as full-color posters. Check out their new website at PasoBlue.com. That's PasoBlue.com. And be seen with the Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
And welcome back in. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy. Leanne is in the house as well today.
Here for the last Saturday show of the year. Oh, I still can't believe it.
Until next year.
See you next year. All those jokes are going to be flying.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right, I remembered what I wanted to say at the beginning of the last segment.
Go for it.
So if you don't have Facebook and you don't follow us on social media, we did our gender reveal at the shop on Saturday, last Saturday.
Woo!
After the show? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, after the show, like a long before time Christmas. Ago. It's only been a week.
Wow. I thought you were going to take it from there.
Oh, well, I thought you wanted to. It's your big announcement.
Oh, it's your baby.
It's my baby. Our baby.
Mallory Lee Purdy. So we are having a baby girl.
A girl. It's a girl.
And if you didn't catch the name, it's Mallory, like the ignition system.
semi-accident. Not really, but
I was able to get that one snuck in there, so yay for me.
Hey, you know, it's our life and it's our passion. It's really hard not to connect things to the automotive industry, to be honest.
That's a nice name.
Obviously we picked it for a reason. It's a beautiful name. So we are very excited. This is our first baby, our first child, and she is going to be top shop material. Boy, is she going to learn a lot in this family.
Better be a fast learner. Time to learn quickly.
I think she will be. Her mom, me, not so much. I'll tag along.
All right, where were we?
News? Do we have more auto news?
Like, what were we talking about?
Well, you were talking about getting the diesel truck smogged.
Oh, that's right.
I got a
phone call. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm fully retired now, but I've had two kids, a daughter and a son, and I'm really glad we did it. You know, they're all grown. My son's 50 and my daughter's 55.
Aw.
Well, thank goodness it was worth it.
I've yet to hear anybody regret the decision, so.
No. I'm just curious, how old are you now?
37.
Okay, I had my kids when I was about 27.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like in this generation, it seems to be a little bit later.
When your kids are 50, you know, where are you going to be at?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably still working.
Yeah.
No, probably. Yeah, because and then of course one thing that just scared the hell out of me is my oldest granddaughter turned 22 in December.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
I know. I said, oh, my God, she's grown up.
She's ready to have a daughter of her own, almost.
No, exactly. I mean, in fact, my wife was 22 when we got married.
Yeah.
Time flies. You could be a great-grandpa.
Great-grandpa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's who knows, but...
Well, that's awesome.
It's interesting anyway. No, it's great to have kids. I'm really happy that we did that. Becca, do you want to hear a good one? You're a mechanic.
Yeah.
One of my granddaughters is she's 17, and my son told me it was his daughter. He says, you know, she's always borrowing my quarter drive socket set to work on something. You know, and that's just a little socket set.
Yeah.
So he said, if you want to buy her something nice for Christmas, buy her a quarter drive socket set. Yeah. So I went over to Walmart and I found one. It had metric, it had US, you know, and all the screwed up, and it had a little case that closed, you know, with a lid and everything. It was perfect. $28.
Perfect. Best toy.
And so anyway, so I asked him, you know, they live away, so I don't get to see them, but I said, how did she like her quarter drive set? He said she was ecstatic.
Oh, that's cool.
You believe that? You buy your granddaughter a tool set.
You just never know.
You just got to watch out around the house and make sure things aren't getting taken apart.
Exactly. He said he got tired. She kept borrowing his tools.
Got to give her stuff to take apart and put back together because you never know what's going to start getting taken apart.
No, exactly. Actually, when I was a little kid, I used to take legs off the tables. I mean, I ended up being a mechanic, but I was in a crib, and my mom told me, and I don't remember this. She says, "You wheel this crib over next to this table, and it had wheels under it, so you could and I could move it." And I got it next to a table, and I took and the leg. There was legs on it, and they had wing nuts.
Oh,
and
yep.
I took one of the legs off until she came out of the kitchen. She said, oh, my God.
I guess when so it's in
real,
your blood,
real
it's in
trouble.
Your blood.
Yeah. That's so, funny.
But, question. You mentioned about different equipment being, you know, parts for them. Because I worked on a lot of tractors, did a lot of tractor repair and everything before I retired up here. And What was the one that was made by Ford, or a Ford dealer?
Land Rover and Ford did a lot of crossover. As far as tractors, I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar on exactly what. I know, like, I was talking about New Holland, how they changed their.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
New Holland. I always went to the tractor, the Ford dealer, to get parts for the New Holland.
Oh, okay, that's
interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I remember reading that. Now that you say that. I kind of stopped investigating once I found out they've changed so many, because I've dealt with that with, you know, in the auto industry. You know, it's like once I hear manufacturers constantly getting new contracts with new part suppliers, it's like, I don't really want to deal with that, because that's, you got to get parts, and sure, once you find it, it's easy, but like you said, like, I got to go down to Ford to get these parts, so it just makes it tough to get that support later on in life when you need to fix something.
Ford was, I mean, this, because I haven't worked on them for 15 years. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But that's where I got all my parts, and they sold New Hollands at the Ford dealer.
Interesting. Yeah.
They were on the Ramada, and you know, they since moved, and
I think they're great tractors. I mean, I, you know, tested one, and people that have them really like them, and I don't have anything against them. It's just, if I have something for the next 15 years, I just hate when I got to try to find parts and then I got to spend an hour trying to figure out, you know,
I worked on all the different tractors, you know, John Deere was really my favorite. All of their parts are very expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we ended up getting was an older John Deere.
I preferred the John Deere. In fact, that's what I have for my ranch.
Yeah.
And, the least amount of maintenance on a John Deere.
Yeah.
I don't know how they are today, but mine's, you know, pretty old. You were talking about costs of things. When I bought mine, it was used, and I paid $17,000 cash for it. And that was, God, that was in about 2000, about the year 2000. And new ones were, like you mentioned on the earlier, like $30,000-$40,000.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow.
And I virtually had no problems other than replacing a battery or something like that with that tractor. And you know, and I work it pretty good. I've got half mile of dirt road, and I take care of my own roads and all that.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear from people that actually use them, you know,
we need it to maintain the ranch, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and after 2012, everything kind of went overseas. So some of the last American built, especially with the John Deere's, right, was around that time, 2010. So you really can't get American built ones anymore either. So the older ones are just
a lot of the John Deere stuff is done in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, the new ones now. Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I haven't worked on them in a long time. I worked on some New Hollands. I had a couple customers with New Hollands. New Hollands had a lot of weird, you'd appreciate this, weird problems. Like one is a guy would get up at like 5 a.m. and fire up his New Holland and work the whole day. You know, he's a retired guy on his 10-acre ranch. And occasionally he would blow the fuse when he was starting it. And you know where and where the fuse panel was? You had to take the dashboard cover off.
Oh, of course.
Behind the steering wheel. It was hard to get to.
Right.
And you'd pull it off, and behind it, inside the area, you know, in like 4 inches, is the fuse box.
Real convenient.
Yeah. Well, he would blow it probably twice a month, and I'd have to do that. To fix the problem is I went down to the Napa store and I bought a fuse. You can buy fuse that'll plug into the fuse socket that have a thermal delay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They reset in about 10 seconds. They'll reset.
Yep.
So his would reset automatically. I told him, I said, just count to 10 and then try it again.
Yeah, that's smart way to go.
By the way, I didn't have to keep coming over taking his dashboard apart.
That's terrible. That's annoying.
Yeah, it was crazy. Why would you ever design a tractor and you did that?
Yeah.
I just couldn't fathom why. I mean, it's just weird where they suck it. But what I found out happened was, and because I got a hold of the drawings for the circuitry, and I studied it. Turns out the headlight circuit was in the same circuit as the starter.
Oh, I see.
Well, he always would turn the headlights on first because it was dark. And then when he fired it up and turned, you know, in the same circuit, the fuse in that circuit would be overloaded because the light draws, you know, light.
Yeah, this wasn't
an LED or anything.
Just enough, yeah.
And I told him, I said, don't turn your lights on first.
The simplest things can cause the most issues.
A complaint with the dealer. I said, you guys need to fix this problem.
Yeah, a lot of the engineering is, it's amazing what they get away with.
Yeah, anyway, there were other things with the New Holland, too, that's why I would, and they were expensive.
Crazy.
So I'll let you get back to your...
Yeah, I appreciate the call, man.
Your interesting show.
Have a good New Year. Thanks.
Yeah, you too.
Right. Yeah, a lot of that, it's tough to get those wiring diagrams, too, you know? We talk about the Nissan
and
one time.
And make sure that you're getting the correct ones also.
Yeah, talk about Nissan. We had that issue with that's a big one with the neutral safety switch where the taillight, it's a circuit board, right? And so the reverse circuit goes through the neutral safety switch, which is powered by the TCM, which is the transmission control module. So, yeah, a bad taillight circuit board, right? Like the actual taillight would cause the transmission not to shift. Because when you put it in reverse, it would short out that reverse circuit and it would pull the voltage down and cause the computer to go into limp mode and all of a sudden it wouldn't shift anymore.
And that's why full vehicle inspections are always the perfect place to start.
Well, I think that's more about like...
It's a special
more
case,
like, it's
but
more
it,
diagnostics. Like, it ties that's why in. You need to pay for diagnostics. It's why pulling a code and throwing parts at something is not the right way to do it. Because there's sometimes a headlight circuit that causes the starter fuse to pop, right? Who would even think of that? You gotta spend some time and do some research. I gotta take a break. We are back.
It's our dedication to five-star service that has made A1 Glass the only Central Coast Milgard supplier to be named Milgard Dealer of the Year, and why your neighbors voted us the best glass company. Plus, we have over 140 five-star reviews online. Hi, this is Brian Carroll with A1 Glass. You have a choice when it comes to your Milgard windows and doors. Choose the best and contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Now playing at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles, a biographical musical about early Bob Dylan, a complete unknown. Working together to evade a deadly force, Mufasa the Lion King in 2D and 3D. And protecting the planet, the family adventure Sonic the Hedgehog 3. For complete showtimes and information, go to parkcinemas.com. And as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
And welcome back
to Gearhead Radio.
This is the last segment of the last show of 2024. Episode number, I have no idea.
Let's just pretend.
200 and something.
200-ish.
I'm going to do the math. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out for you so you know.
Oh, for me. Oh, yeah. I think.
No,
you.
Not for you. I was talking to the people on the radio.
Oh, you were sideways looking at me. Looking I couldn't tell. My bad.
Ain't nobody talking about you.
You're so vain. You probably think this show is about you, don't you? Sing it with me.
I'm glad this is the last show of the year.
Wow. I'm sad this is the last show of the year.
Yes.
It's the end. It's the just
Which
the end of
it
another
special.
Era.
Yes. What a special show.
Okay, what special news do we have?
Yeah, then? What are we going to end it with? I think, we were talking a little bit about 2025 and the state of the auto industry and transportation industry. I kind of brought up a little bit about the diesel trucks, the big ones, and the mm-hmm. new changes there with the new smog regulations. So 2025 is going to be interesting, to say the least. We could get into the housing stuff and all that and the interest rates of the Fed and we need another hour for that, though. So we'll just keep it. We'll keep it on the transportation sector. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, a lot of these dealerships are way oversaturated, or their inventory. They got way too much inventory, and stuff is just not moving. Vehicles that they would typically have, as far as what's the word for it?
Sitting on the lot.
Yeah, you could just say that. Sitting on the lot. So they get it and it sits for say 8 to 10 months before they sell it. We're moving into like 12 to 14 months. I mean, we're having models that are 2023 that are still on the lot.
Yeah.
Which is, that hasn't happened since 08.
And they can't even do the big holiday discounts or deals like they used to either. They're just stuck.
Well, they still did Toyota-thon and Honda days.
Yeah, but what really did that discount?
I like that meme.
To?
Like, don't say happy Honda days to me when I'm in the middle of Toyota-thon.
Ha ha ha.
It's like Hanukkah and Christmas, Anyway.
No.
That was funny. Yeah, it's like, you get like offended because it's like, don't say Merry Christmas because it's like, it's happy holidays. So it's like, don't say happy Honda days because I'm Toyota. Anyways,
whatever.
So, yeah, the amount of inventory on these lots and the cost of the interest rates, it's just a lot. And they've already been sitting for over 24 months, a lot of these new vehicles on the lots.
And if you want a new car, chances are you don't want a 2023.
And so now we're at the point, which hasn't been there since around 2008, where these vehicles have been sitting on the lot that long. And now we have this new 2025 model year vehicles that are going to start being shipped to these dealerships. So they have lots and lots, like a lot of cars.
Feast to famine.
Not like a lot, like an actual separate piece of property lot that's just full of new inventory, just sitting there. Not just the ones you see at the dealership. They have, another.
A couple years ago, they had nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And now they're just completely overly stocked.
Yeah. And then they had everything was being sold over MSRP. Like the Ford Broncos is a good example. The Bronco Sports, they were being sold for $10,000 above MSRP. And now they're they have all these 60-month no interest deals that they're given. They're really, really incentivizing as much as they can to try to move this inventory because it's been really difficult this year to move it, you know, which is exasperating the used car prices. So used car prices are, you used to be able to get a $1,000 car and it was decent. You can't even spend $2,500 for a used vehicle that needs an engine or a transmission now. It's like, what? A 2000 Chevy Suburban and it needs a transmission and they want $2,500 for it? That's crazy.
And they'll get it.
And they will. They're selling. I mean, I'm always in the market to find something that we can bring in and resell. It's just part of what we do. And it's just can't do it anymore. It's not there. So it's interesting. It's going to be an interesting year, to say the least. But with that being said, if your vehicle is in need of maintenance and or repair, feel free to get a hold of us at Shifting Gears Auto Repair. 805-238-6202. You can check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. Email us, text us. We make it as easy as possible to schedule your appointment, and we have, well, I think, the best experience in the auto industry you can ever have. It's kind of like, and I've heard this before, like taking your car to the spa. I like that a lot.
Rejuvenated. We refresh it. We rejuvenate it. Yes. Everybody feels good at the end. You walk away with a smile.
So you can do it without even having to call anybody. You can go online, just Google us.
Yeah.
And there's a little click to schedule now.
Yep.
And it'll take you right to our online live scheduler. You can pick your day and your time. Type in what you need to have done. Send it over. We get that alert on our phones. We confirm it. And you're in. That's it.
Yeah. It's not complicated. It doesn't need to be complicated. We really do try and just make it easy. Easy and carefree. You got enough to worry about, whether it's an oil change or a concern.
Yes.
We got you covered.
And I want you to pay attention as we get into this next year, because we're going to work really hard to offer not just the best services, but the lowest cost that we can. We want to get these oil changes done for you. We want to make sure that your vehicle is taken care of, because the maintenance stuff is what's important to keep it on the road. Sure, the big repair items are great, you know, transmission, engine replacements, yeah. But it's important for me to make sure that you have somewhere to go that's cost efficient for you, that you can go and trust that you can maintain your vehicle.
That's why we bought the shop. That's why we started this, was to genuinely provide a community service that...
Back to the hometown that we both graduated high school from.
Yeah, I mean, we're not just in it to make money. Everyone has to live comfortably, of course, but... We're doing it for the people and because we genuinely care. And because we can. Because we have a really talented staff.
Yes. That's where the money goes.
To the staff. And it should.
So, yeah, be on the lookout there. And on that note, I bring that up because if you go to our website, shiftinggears805.com, you can click an opt-in tab and put your personal information in. I know you hate to do that, but I'm telling you, if you do it, you're going to be the first in line when we come out with our
monthly specials,
mm-hmm. our maintenance specials, and we're really going to start pushing that a lot this year to make sure that we can keep your maintenance costs as low as possible so that you can keep that vehicle so that you don't have to buy one of these new $70,000 vehicles. Because we get it. We spent about an hour talking about it. We understand the cost of it. And sure, we could use that as a pole position and be like, oh, now we can charge whatever we want to keep these cars on the road. No, that's not that. We got to make sure that you're investing in your vehicle to keep it on the road and you're not having to go look to buy a new one.
We want you to make a smart decision, not a hard decision.
Because guess what? The more money you have, the more you can put it back into our community. And that's what we need. We need to keep it local, shop small, and keep all our local family-owned businesses open in this community.
Speaking of Farmers Market, right after this, we're headed downtown.
My favorite.
Fresh veggies and fruits.
And leeks.
Lots of leeks.
And cabbage.
Yeah, maybe cabbage.
And the French, that French bread from that little, oh, I gotta get some fresh bread. Yeah, fresh bread. All right, guys. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. And see y'all next year.
Bye-bye.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.